laughing with myself. That's the way I wanna be, laughing with myself. That's the brightest side of me.
Do you guys ever get those emails from someone you don't even know that says, "Hey guys, I just want to tell all of you that I'm leaving the company and I will miss every one of you. You've impacted my life and changed me for the better, but on to my new endeavors. Miss you." And you're like, "Who the hell is this? How did you get my email? And you know what? Screw your endeavors." What's endeavor mean? You know what word I don't like? Entrepreneur. I've seen in the past on the dating app I use, a guy will put under their name entrepreneur. That when I see that, I don't just swipe left. I punch left. I punch the screen. I could never call myself entrepreneur. The nerve, you know? I hardly even will accept that I'm a kind of a celeb comedian, you know? Entrepreneur. Get the fuck out of here, bitch. So, I am home in LA, and damn it, guys, I'm more me when I'm here. And I realize it's because when I'm surrounded by the people I love, family, friends, they are mirrors of who I am. And in New York, I mean, thank goodness I do have my sis out there, and that helps me tremendously, but she's been real busy this past year. So I feel a little invisible almost, but all is well. You know, I do make sure I say that gratitude every day. You could sense it. I just feel sillier and in the sunshine. Sorry. You know, whenever I come home, now my three siblings, they are married. All right. My parents just assume, oh, Melissa's single, so she's got to be free. She has to, you know. And my mom will text me like, "Hey, do you want to come to dinner with your dad and I? Then we'll go to the movies." And I'm like, "Yeah. Can I sit in the middle?" Ooh, you know what has been irritating me lately? I know my parents are getting a little more pushy at restaurants, and I keep an eye on them. But, like, okay, there was a dinner I went to a few weeks ago with my parents, my brother, and sister-in-law, and it was a fancy, fluffy restaurant. I didn't know any of the words on the menu. Don't you hate those ones? Like, can you just speak normal? Do you have to do this? You're being... It's pretentious. I just don't like that. I don't like the fancy stuff. I don't know anything on this menu. And I was like, maybe I could just get some pasta, tomato sauce. That's just kind of how I roll. And I was waiting for the waiter to come back at our table. No rush. And my dad will just like ask whichever waiter he sees in sight. And that's not even our waiter. He'll be like, "Can you get my daughter some pasta, plain pasta, tomato sauce, please?" I'm like, "Don't do that. No, just wait." Oh, it really irritates me. I know it means well, but man, and it's like there's no rush. I feel like they're starting to rush it, you know? But I know that I am a pain in the ass too for not picking just going with the menu. But at this point, you know what? All restaurants out there, you better have some vegan options, okay? Just come on. I'm not full vegan. All right. I like my scrambled eggs. Okay. I need that protein. Sometimes I'll have some chicken here and there, but that is it. Everything else is vegan, that vegan life. And I freaking love it. My voicemail right now, I got to share some things about my cell phone. My ringtone right now is, oh God, it's so stupid. It goes,
Well, it's just like the ocean under the moon. It's the same as feeling motion that are holding you. You got the kind of loving that can be so smooth. Yeah, give me a heart, make a rip.
It's smooth. Santana, Rob Thomas. It makes me laugh, but I have noticed when it does play real loud in a public area, a lot of people, I really get embarrassed. I don't know why I've done that to myself. My voicemail right now, I think it's pretty funny. I change it up every now and then. But right now, I just do this kid voice. I go,
"Hi, this is Melissa's phone. She can't get to the phone right now, but leave a message and she'll get back to you. This is just some cute kid on the street. She said, record my voicemail, please. And yeah, I'm pretty cute."
That's my voicemail. And it's so weird when my doctor or dentist calls, leaves a message. They're like, "Hi, Melissa. Funny voicemail. Anyway, you got cavity." Whatever. I was supposed to go to my dentist this break and I didn't have the time. Oh, I didn't want to do the drive to Cerritos. They're all the way in Cerritos and I've gone there since I was a kid. I mean, they're my favorite, but I didn't want to do that drive right now. But I do love my dentist. His wife and him both run the dentist. And she has a really cute voice. She works at the front desk. And she, every time I leave after the appointment, she always gives a little, she calls it a care package, which has a new toothbrush, some floss, and toothpaste. And she never forgets. She always says like, "Oh, here's your care package." She just has like a marbly sound, a cute, cute voice. And last time I tried to sneak out of there with getting my care package, and right when I was about to get out that door, she goes, "Wait, Melissa, I forgot. Here's your care package." I go, I knew it. I knew it. You wouldn't let me leave without it. Okay, I just made a silly list. I went to see Into the Woods with my mom at a little theater last Sunday. And you guys, I've been thinking, I don't think I'm a big fan of high energy people and musicals, really. But maybe Into the Woods more specifically. I felt like the songs are kind of all over the place. They're not really organized. There's not like verse, chorus, verse, you know? And I like that organized song. This was just like manic. It was a manic musical. Just into the woods, off we go. Into the woods. The woods are trees. The trees just wood. I know I should. Into the woods to grandmother's house. It was like that for 3 hours, that level singing. And I'm not gonna lie, Melissa here got a little headache. I think I'm just like slowing down as a human. I'm like, I don't think I can handle high energy folks or things for too long. I think I'm a jolly, silly person, but then there's this dark side. And I'm kind of letting it loose a little bit in a funny way, you know? And I always thought of myself as just pure jolly, you know? But now I look back, I'm like, nah, there's a little asshole that's popping out and it's funny, but I'll allow her to come out for just some jokes. And I know that's like my mom in me, my mom's character. That's because she's real. There's no phoniness about her. So, and I know that's that one side of me. And my dad is that people pleaser, that jolly, silly. And that's that other side. So I am exact, both of them. which is so fun. So when I was 22 years old, I was living at my parents' house. It was a 2008 recession. I didn't have a job and I needed to get one. And I got a job at Disneyland. And I thought, you know, that's where jolly happy people go, Disney. I'm a jolly person, I thought, okay? There was 2 weeks of training at Disneyland, and then on the last day, they brought all the people that got hired into, like, some theater, and we were sitting there, and then, you know, Disney employees were on stage, and they were like, congrats, everyone, you completed your training. You are now a Disneyland member, a cast member. And everyone's clapping, and then they open the curtain, and Mickey Mouse comes out, and he's like this. Huh? Congrats! Oh, boy! You're gonna be working at Disney, you know? And I gotta tell you, the deep sadness that filled in my chest at that moment was really taking over. And I do think we hugged him. That's really dark. And I just remember thinking, like, oh, yeah, I'm totally going to jump off the Matterhorn, you know? I can't keep up the jolly for too long. Like, if I'm on the road doing stand-up and I'm doing, you know, it's usually like 5 shows, like 1 Thursday, 2 Friday, 2 Saturday, and I do nearly an hour each show. I smile pretty much the whole time. And I'm telling you, that's the most joy and energy you could get out of me. The rest of the day, quiet as, and so creepy. I'm a creepy human. I just don't have a lot of conversations throughout the day. I don't like drama. I don't like to deal with unnecessary discussions. Just the get to the things. Whatever. I'm in that place in life where, like, I realized my head shape. You know, I think the past few months at SNL, I didn't really mind not being on the TV screen, not being in a lot of pieces, because I've been having a hard time seeing my face on the screen. It's just getting too clear. And, you know, I see the other cast members, and I'm like, oh, they got symmetrical heads, you know? And, like, I'm seeing my under eye bags and the laugh line wrinkles, and, you know, one side of my face is better than the other. And it's getting a little tough. Why are the TVs getting so clear? That sucks for us. Sucks for the acting people. What's next? How clear are they gonna go? Next thing we know, it's gonna be showing our skeletons.
Okay.
You know that one time I had my septum pierced? That's the piercing that's right in the middle of the nose, like a bull. I was like 25 years old when I got that one. And I still think that's a cool piercing. But you do need to have the correct nose for it. You gotta have a Zoe Kravitz nose. You gotta have that little button nose. Now, when I smile, my nose hangs over my teeth. You don't want that. You know, it looks like when I had it, it looked like, oh, that's where you can hang your little, what's something that you usually hang a little tiny coat or something? I'll figure it out. Yeah. You know, I think people, they should tell you at piercing shops, like, hey, that's not going to really work for you. Your head, your face, that piercing won't work. They should just have some rules, you know. Same thing with sunglasses. Like, I've always wanted to be someone that can wear those aviators. Like, the big 70s ones. And I tried one on one time. I was at a Nordstrom Rack with my mom. And she was like, no, no. You don't have the head for it. And I was like, you're right. You know what? She's right. It doesn't work.
Into the woods, off we go, off we go.
Oh, I have been thinking about my early jobs. And when I was also at my parents' house, this was kind of that in-between where I was like, I don't know if I'll commit to comedy or not. I was working at golf and stuff in Norwalk or Cerritos? Norwalk. And I liked golf and stuff a lot. It was actually really fun. I just didn't like doing math at the arcade when the kids would gather all their tickets and they'd throw it at me and I'd have to count. You know, I think there was a counting ticket machine, but some cases I remember having to count it. And I was like, oh, man. And then some of the kids, you know, they're like tough kids. And they're like, I want that teddy bear, you know, and I'd be like, oh, I want to. Oh, you don't have enough tickets. I'm sorry. And then, like, you'd see the dad in the back, this cholo, you know, just staring at me. I'm like, absolutely. You take that teddy bear. I counted wrong. They had really good pizza in the snack shack. I liked it. That was fun because I worked different areas. It was like sometimes I would work at the parking lot. Or the ticket booth for the bumper boats and bumper cars. Oh, and they had go-karts. That was really fun. Yeah, that was a good one. I'm just looking through my list, you know. You ever look at your phone in the morning, first thing in the morning in your bed? I gotta stop doing that, by the way, because I'm getting... It's just not... Oh, I hate that. I hate it when that happens. But I get bummed out when I look at the phone and it doesn't recognize my face ID when I'm in bed. And I'm like, wow, when I wake up, I must really be hideous, you know? I was thinking about, you know, I think dating's hard as you get older because you got to look awake, you know? You got to have a zest for life. I'm sorry, I'm looking through my little list. Oh, God, this... I don't know if I could share this, but now I have to. Like a month or two ago, I had a dream in my sleep. I didn't want this dream. You ever have horrible, weird dreams? And you're like, why would I ever? No, no. This dream... I banged Biden. I'm telling you, that's nasty. I think that's horrible and gross. Ew. And it was because I read the news a lot for work or, you know, at SNL, there's always Biden jokes. But I swear to you, okay, fans, I do not think he's cute in any way. I would never. Oh, man. So funny. You know, I was thinking, I don't know if I shared this on it. It's been a while, I know, since I've done an episode. I think hookups can only work if there's something about the person that you're like, yeah, I do not want to deal with that the rest of my life. There's something's gotta be off, you know? Like, if I'm hooking up with a dude, there's gotta be like, oh, he collects coins or baby teeth or something. And I'm like, I don't wanna see that forever. But if they've got the whole package, they got their shit together, they're hot, that's not a good hookup situation, at least for me, because then I'm going to get obsessive and I'm going to want to keep them and I want to keep them in my pocket, you know? So there's got to be something and you're like, I'm not really into that, but it's fine for the thing. You know what I mean? I'm just like jotting stuff down just to chat and see what sticks for bits. Oh, so I noticed that when I actually did a little JCPenney commercial, guys, and it was super fun. It was really, really awesome to get to do. Also, JCPenney just brought back so many kid memories for me, because that's where my family shopped all in the 90s. Took a lot of family photos at their, you know, their photography area and stuff. The Whitwood Mall. Well, anyway, what I want to share is I notice whenever I'm on set for a, you know, commercial, TV show, movie, whatever, I notice that the makeup people, the wardrobe people, when they have to do, they're always the most pressured by the producer or whoever. Like, I'll be in the makeup chair, and usually someone, you know, assistant of the director will come by and be, hey, how many more minutes does Melissa have? Like, 5, 10? And the makeup people are like, give me 15? And then the person walks away, and then the makeup people are like, more like a half hour, we just sat you down. And there's always this mumbling frustrations happening. And when I get touch-ups on set, like sometimes, yeah, before we film a scene, they'll be like, all right, last minute touch-ups. And then they run in, the makeup people. And when they get close to my face, they're spilling more chisme, more gossip. They'll get close and they're like, Todd, the director, is riding up our ass. He is really pissing me off. You look good. And then they run off and I'm just standing there like, oh no, something's going down behind the scenes, but I gotta be jolly in this commercial. I'm trying to do a little callback to Mickey. See what I did? Well, I don't know. I feel like that was a lot of it. You know, let's just do that. I'm happy with that. I am satisfied. You guys are wonderful. Thank you for being Melissa fans. I'm trying to work on new bits. That's why I got to get back on the podcast, because I know when I'm just chatting it up, that's when I figure things out. So thank you for listening. And yeah, I appreciate you. All right. And that is it. Bye.